When we begin to pray, you never know what will happen. Complaining, like I said, and praying is two different things. And I could feel it in the prayer house yesterday. And also, you have to take a look at their new sign uptown as far as their new sign, and it's going to have lights in it. And of course, it's darkness comes earlier now, so you're always going to see that sign. It really gives it a center of the city that God is occupying, the center of our city. Amen? Hallelujah. I like that. Well, good morning. Are you happy that you're just up and at them? It's Labor Day. It's the long weekend, and we're going to go. You know, this is the time where people go, make sure you go back to church. Because summertime is usually the vacation time, and everyone, you know, is enjoying the beautiful weather that we're having and different things. But then it's time to come back. And, you know, in biblical days, if you look at it, there was time for training. You know, that people would train, and then there was time to go to war. And the kings, in the Bible, says that the kings come out in the springtime to fight in the army of the Lord. And it's interesting about that. Sometimes we say, well, I'm going to go into the fall. Really, fall is training time. And winter is training time, preparation time, getting ready to go into a new season, a new time in a person's life. So when you hit spring, you're going, wow. And, of course, the enemy, one of the greatest things that he could do is to keep you from going in and actually using all that you have learned through the winter and through the fall and the winter. And when you go into the spring and into the summer, it's the battle's on. And I've found that to be true. Sometimes you just stop and you say, okay, this is enough. We're going to get some stability here, and we're going to go in and we're going to fight a battle that God has for us to fight. Sometimes it's in your own family. Sometimes it's in you personally. Sometimes it's maybe a husband and a wife. Sometimes it's different things. But the enemy is very serious about how he wants to battle and fight against you as a Christian person. He wants to stop you in any way, shape, or form that he possibly can. And then he definitely wants to create disunity. That is the opposite of unity. Did you know that? Disunity is the opposite of unity. And so if he can get us in disunity, whether it be with each other, whether it be with God, then he's taking you off of course. And sometimes he can take you off of course one time a year, and year after year after year, you've been off course, and pretty soon you're not as young as you used to be. You know, that's how fast the years go by. But we need to be people that get on course and stay in unity. I've asked the Lord about unity. Of course, we have a organization or a move is United Team International, okay? And that's actually founded right here in Thief River Falls in the Community Church International. We are United Team International. And when we go to unite people together, it's our heart that churches and people groups and whoever we can bring together in the name of Jesus and gather and to do something in unity, whether it be nations, whether it be families, that's what we're trying to accomplish. And so in a week and a half or so, we're going to go to Central America, and we're going to be working with all of the nations in Central America about this unity deal. And the churches, of course, the churches get together. But you know what? I've found out something about churches, being some, a pastor of a church, is that you have kind of like, you do what your church does, okay? And every church in this town, city, region, they're doing what they feel like they're supposed to do. And so they get their congregation together in unity, and then they try to accomplish that. Okay, and I think the bigger plan of the whole thing is that God has created man to actually have unity with him. First and foremost, unity with God, okay? And so when you get unity with God, then you're going to try to spread that around to people around you. And when you first believed, it's usually not based on a church. Sometimes you leave the church that you used to go to. Sometimes you go in and you try to make a positive effect on the church that you went to all your life. And it's unity. But first and foremost, unity starts with Jesus. Amen. You know, before Christ, I mean, I was a mess. You know, number one, a mess. But after Christ, he began to work a unity between him and myself, my family, my friends, my associations. He began to change things. Do we have an agent of change on the earth today for you personally? Do you feel like you're changing daily? Or is the battle going, well, you know what, I've got this going, I got this going, I got this going, so I can't do that. And, you know, I did that for quite a few years. You know, I said, well, this is the way it is. But, you know, right from the very beginning, I asked the Lord, I said, okay, what am I doing that is going to make a difference for eternity? You know, what am I going to, after it's all said and done, you started an organization or you did this, but what really did I do to change my life that would benefit other people? And I'm still in question of that because we're so busy doing just personally what we do to try to walk out our walk with God that it's hard to get into a unified effort with God plus with each other. Amen? And I mean, maybe we probably seen something yesterday with 24-hour prayer. I said, you know, that's important. And we were praying for each other. We were praying for our city. We were praying for our churches in the city. And it didn't make any difference what church it was. We were praying that God himself would come and that he would do something with that church and with us with that church. It's a humbling thing that we actually can pray. And when we were praying yesterday, and I was just feeling that, how great an opportunity it is that when we pray, things can and will start happening, first of all, in our hearts. Amen? It doesn't start with, you know, of course, you're praying, you know, I hope them heathen get saved type deal. No, it's our hearts. Do we really care for our community? Do we really care for each other? Do we really care that that person might be struggling and I could be an agent of change by the power of the Holy Spirit that I can go talk to them? I could just say, hey, you know what? I'm going to lay down my busy schedule like it's so busy or so important and just take some time and take some effort and begin to pray about a situation, whether it be somebody's family situation, whether it be a struggle to just make it for yourself. People struggle, amen? Nations struggle. And we see in our political system these days and the end time scenario, I mean, we've got an end time scenario on the doorstep of our doors. Did you realize that? I mean, this is the end of the days as far as I can see prophetically. You know, what day are we in? You know, I mean, wars and rumors of wars, battling, fighting, name-calling, terrible things going on. And we're in those days, but we're supposed to be light and we're supposed to be the city set on a hill. Amen? And it's not easy to be that light because we're affected by the enemy forces that want to keep us divided. Amen? And I was thinking about Israel of old. They were the littlest nation. They weren't a great nation. They weren't a perfect nation. They certainly were not doing everything right. But God said that they were his, that nation was his nation. So when God says that a nation's his nation, you don't monkey with that nation. And if that nation is following God, wow, watch out. There's nothing that will stop them. Isn't that right? And it's interesting, even in our political system, we're always trying to stop Israel from doing something radical. And when they do something radical, usually what goes on, you're going, wow, how could a little nation like that take on these nations and get this type of result? You know, I don't believe that Israel, natural Israel, I do believe that God has a mandate of blessing upon their life. But I think spiritual Israel, that there is a mandate on our lives as spiritual Israel, the Israel of the believers on the earth. And you know what? We could take all of the religious beliefs, and I'm a real person these days. I wouldn't, you know, 20 years ago, I would have never said this. But I'd like to see the Lutherans, and I'd like to see the Catholics, and I'd like to see the Baptists, I'd like to see the Pentecostals all get together and believe the core thing that they believe in. It's Jesus Christ. You know what I'm saying? And so in that battle, you know, it used to be let's battle with each other. Let's fight with each other. Let's cause division with each other. But really God's saying, hey, what can you unite around and gather? And you know, in the very first book of the Bible, it said that we were made in the image and the likeness of God in Genesis 1:26. We as Christians, or as people, I should say, were made in the image and the likeness of God. And when Adam and Eve were created, they were given great power, great authority, great understanding of being able to name all of the animal kingdom, be able to understand and take care of a garden that was 1,000 square miles wide. And two people, you know, I mean, taking care of this garden. It was cool. And he named, like I said, he named all of the animals. That is where we have come from. That's who we are. We have been made in the image and the likeness of that person that did all of those things. And we know the story about the fall. Okay, Adam, you know, he fell, and Adam and Eve fell, and they were taken out of the garden. But you know what? The fact is, every time that we called on the name of the Lord in the Bible, God was there, and he was ready to bail us out of our situation. Amen? And I just want to say that if you're in a situation, God's ready to bail you out of your situation. But that, and he'll take you back, and he'll work with you. He'll guide you. He'll strengthen you. But it's up to you to get back to where God's wanting you to get back to. And Adam and Eve, of course, it was a terrible thing. I'm sure they felt very, very terrible about the situation that they got taken out of the garden. They got taken out of this beautiful area, the battle that they're in now. And even and it progressed, and in that progression, we find out that Cain and Abel had their differences, and Cain killed Abel. So we got murder in the involvement, and pretty soon the whole world looked like it was spinning out of control to the place that God repented that he made the world. I mean, that's pretty tough. But you know what? God's always had a plan, and God's always had an Israel, and God's always had a people that he wanted to come and wanted to pour out his spirit on. He wanted you as an individual, wherever you're at. Like I said, we're going to Central America, and all countries in Central America are going to be represented at the United Nations South America. And language barrier and everything else, I just believe that God's going to break through into people's heart, that we can unite in a deeper sense than just saying, I've got a church, you've got a church, you take care of your church, I take care of my church. I believe that God's breaking through into people's lives. The first time that God broke through my life, into my life, I had been in an organized church for 26 years, and it didn't do me any good until God himself, the power of heaven and earth, came into my life and changed my life. Amen? And that same God right now is wanting to do the same thing that he did back then for Kurt Jacobson, or you can put your name in there, but means my name's here. He wants to do it again and again and again. Amen? He does not want to leave you out in the cold. He does not want to say that there's no change agent. The Holy Spirit is here to change you into a better human being than you've ever thought that you possibly could be. And its strength and its power and its authority. And I was looking throughout the Bible. I'm going, well, okay, so God, here we are. You bring Jacob, you bring his family, and you got fighting and feuding and jealousy and all of these things in this family. But what was God trying to do? He brought revelation. He told Joseph, he said that you're going to be somebody that's going to take and deliver your people out of that type of bondage, deliver them, feed them, take care of them. And guess what? He did. But if you would take a look at all of the situations, you'd say, man, God left the whole deal. But when God promises something, he will deliver what he promised. Amen? When the brothers stood before, this is a unity message, when the brothers stood before Joseph, there was someone that had changed Joseph into what he was and who he was, that he had mercy and love and kindness for his brothers, even as messed up as they were. They sold him into slavery. I mean, they could have just killed him. But the unity is, hey, you know what? You can make it if you go to God. You can make it in this community. You'd say, well, praying for churches in the community, hey, you know what? Complaining about churches in the community doesn't do anything, but praying for them will do something. And it starts usually in your heart, is because you realize that they're made in the image and the likeness of Almighty God. And if you can get through all of the baloney religion, you get into the real thing, that they've been made in that image. Your parents, your uncles, your aunts, that you say, well, you know what, they're lost causes. No one's a lost cause. They've been made in the image and the likeness of God himself. And so when you begin to pray and humble yourself and believe that God can do something great in other people's lives and really start walking in it, people begin to change. I remember 13 people in Richwood, Minnesota, going, I mean, we were outlaws, with people shooting at each other, and I mean, it was a mess of messes. But God went into that situation and changed it so that 300 people marched up to a building, a brand new building, after 3 years of God's revival, and there's some obedience. We weren't all so obedient. But even in that situation, he went and changed the whole landscape. And people talk about those times like, wow, this is fantastic. How about our times? You know, how about our nation? How about other nations? Can we make a difference? Yes, sir. Can you make a difference? Yes. Hallelujah. I see faces these days. I just see faces. I'm going, I know they've been through hell. I know they've fought terrible battles. I know that it's been intense. You know, money situations and problems and battling and trying to build relationships, and yet it seems so tough. But the fact is, with God and you, you're a majority. Amen? And you are a God man. You are a God woman. on the earth, and you can make a difference. And that's why I desire your prayers. I desire your intention, what you have towards God. You know, yeah, it's great to come together, but what happens when we actually really get going saying, I'm going to make a difference in my life, in my family's life, in the society that's around me? Because the world is not talking about Jesus. You know, and if they are, it's pretty negative. But the fact is, Jesus Christ, the power of the Son of God that was sent here with the power of the Holy Spirit, because he said it was expedient that I leave, that the Holy Spirit might come. And when he comes, he will lead us into all truth. How much truth? A little bit of truth? A half a quart of truth? A can of truth? A loaf of bread of truth? No, all truth. And so if it's all truth, then the God, you see, the Bible says that we have to worship him in spirit and in truth. So when we get a hold of God, hey, this is God. Just think if we all expressed what we felt, this is God. Just think if you were standing before God, which we are, but by the power of the Holy Spirit, how are you going to act? What are you going to look like? You know, what's going to happen to your emotions? What's going to happen to your life? It could be dynamic. Amen. And don't you think that's what the world's looking for, is something that's dynamic? They're not looking for a bunch of religious baloney. They're looking for something that's dynamic, something that makes a difference. Our generation, this young generation that's coming out, they're looking for excitement. They're looking for something that is so mind-blowing, crazy, that they'd give up their life for it. Right? Am I talking to the walls? Hallelujah. I really believe I'm talking to gates, because you're a gate that's going to open up and God's going to pour out his Holy Spirit. Like, hey, we have to remind, we have to encourage, we have to continue to just say, hey, something's going on in my life that will change the earth that I'm on. And if you get off path, you get off, we've seen it, the Bible's full of it. I like to even go to the disciples. Once again, God got a bunch of people together, and what was he trying to do? He was trying to bring unity with a bunch of disciples. Took them a long time, three and a half years, the disciples come together. But something happened. It was the power of the Holy Spirit again broke through on those 12. With all the knowledge, understanding that they had, they still needed the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen? You know, and so it's not about our knowledge, it's not about all of our good works, it's not about all the things that we do. It's about, does the Holy Spirit dwell, live, reign, rule in your life? And when he does, it's going to change your family, it's going to change your children, it's going to change your ministry, it's going to change your job situation, it's going to change everything that you're involved with. Does that make some sense? And the rest of it doesn't make too much difference, because it's good works not going to get you to heaven. All the things that you're going to do on the earth, and it's pretty cool if you're doing them, because if God's bringing you there. But the major thing is, I have walked with God, I have heard God, and I'm fulfilling my mandate that God has placed upon my life. Your children are not an accident. God has placed a mandate on your life to raise them children in a godly manner, that they will be arrows that are shot into this next generation. I tell you what, nothing is a mistake in what God's doing. Amen? You got to say, well, you know what? You're a mistake. No, you're not a mistake. You're just a miracle waiting to happen. Amen? Hallelujah. And if that bunch up there in Richwood, Minnesota, if you would have known them, I mean, they were a rough bunch, but God changed them because they were willing to give their heart to God. And once you give your heart to God, things start changing. I see faces, you know, sister, I seen you the other day when you were walking back from school or something. I've seen faces. I've seen your nation. I hear voices. I hear things. And man, what about that person? What do they battle with? What kind of life are they struggling? What are they struggling with right now? And so when we start doing it, God likes that. He gets into that because he's a man, or we are who he is on the earth. Amen. He made us in his image and likeness. Praise the Lord. Would you please stand? Hallelujah. Dan and Joan, the Lord is just real happy with what's going on. You know, he's happy with you. And I just felt the whole thing yesterday. It was like, I'm happy with you. You know, and I guess if God's happy, I think I could go, yeah, I'm liking it. There's something really powerful about having something in the center of the city. And not promoting something of yourself, just promoting God and promoting what God could do. You know, he's interested in that. He's interested in your situation. Really, he is. Families from all over the earth, he's interested. You blown it? I mean, you mean you weren't perfect? Well, we find that out in the scriptures almost continuously. But if you got through a little bit, God was there and he would exalt you. Isn't that crazy? He never went, hey, come on, Melissa. He never went and just pointed the finger and said, you don't qualify. You don't qualify because this. That's not God. That's a voice of a liar, a robber, to take away from what really that God has placed upon your life. Bethany, you think you're important? God moved heaven and earth for you. Miracles. Jim and Mary, why in the world would you ever have a heart for Zapata, Texas, Mexican people in Zapata, Texas, that you go year after year after year and you feed and your heart is there? It's God. It's God himself coming into your life and rearranging what needs to be rearranged. And if you didn't do it, it wouldn't be done. I feel like God is about ready to, you know, we heard a visitation from God. Things that we never believed that God would ever do, he's going to do. And he's going to do it bigger and better than we've ever imagined. I can give you the deal, yeah, we've sinned and we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Yeah, I understand that. But I understand that a God that loves us, cares for us, wants to make us an Israel of God on the earth. They weren't the biggest, they weren't the best, they were not the most holy nation, but they were God's nation. And I tell you what, God's coming. And he is going to pour out his spirit on the church of the Lord Jesus Christ in these next 4 years like we've never seen it before. In fact, it's already being done, but the craziness of the earth, you can't even grab it anymore. You talk about the political system, you talk about the military system, you talk about all of the things that are going on, you can get wound up in that. But God himself is coming for his church, the little nation of Israel, and he is going to pour out his spirit on Israel like we've never seen it before. He's going to do things in our lives like we've never seen before. He's going to be the miracle-working God that he was when the biblical days, when people walked with him, they seen signs, wonders and miracles. It's going to be the dead's going to raise and those that have no salvation in any way, shape, or form, he's going to save nations in a day. That's the prophetic word of the Lord. He's going to go where they have raised up the devil and actually said that the devil is my God. But the fact is, God is coming in because he's God. Amen. And he's coming in and he's breaking down
barriers where the Islam nations will not be able to stand against the glory and the power of God Himself. There's going to be nations in the day that will hear and see the light of Christ breaking through upon them, and they're going to cry out that we have not known. We've known Islam and we've known these things, but we have not known Jesus Christ. And I believe that He's not leaving us forlorn. I believe that He's raising up a nation. And that nation is going to be one that's born from above. Not perfect, but loving who He is and what He's doing in our personal lives. Get ready. Get ready, church. Hallelujah. I'm excited. Get ready, church. He's doing a great deal. Your kids, they're the apple of God's eyes. Your daughters, your sons, they are the apple of God's eyes. Father, we thank You for the power of the Holy Spirit. We release it right now. Would you just please lift your hand for a moment? Just lift your hand. I just believe there's angelical visitation in this room right now. Touch, the touch of God, the touch of God, the touch of God right now. The touch of God on your life. I feel there's an anointing in your hand. From this time forth, I believe when you lay hands on anything that you want to see a substance of change, when you lay hands on it, it's going to change into the glory of what God wants it to change into. And I'm talking about sons, I'm talking about daughters, laying hands on your sons, your daughters, laying situational areas. You're going to lay hands on it and say, I don't have to live there and I don't have to live with it any longer. Because God is doing something mighty and He's setting His creation free, and I am part of that creation. I release it now upon each person in this place, that they leave this place, Labor Day 2016, that they leave this place and they'll never be the same again, because something happened in the Holy Ghost. Something happened on this Sunday morning that only God knows about, but He could release it into their lives. Hallelujah. Father, we declare nations unified in the belief that Jesus Christ did and will change us all into this mighty, mighty move of called unity, uniting together. We thank You, we praise You for it. We release it upon each person now. May they go with the blessings of God. May they be loved by God like they never said, no one's loved me like this. God, love them. And let them accept You and that love to the place that saying, I'm important. I'm important because God loves me. We release it now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. You know what? God bless you on this new season that we're in. Amen. It's the fall season. Be blessed. Go about and tell people about the goodness and the glory of God. Bless you. If you're needing prayer, please come and we'll pray for you. We love you. Have a great day in Christ and a great week. You're dismissed. We do have, if you are going, you remember the camp meeting? Okay, if you're going to Delwater, it starts on Friday and at 6 o'clock. If you're wanting to go to that, get a hold of Danny. We've got about five.